Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Good having you with us. Well, good having you with us, but whatever. Let's go get our weather now. Right now in Dallas, it is 37 degrees with overcast clouds. Wednesday, which is later today, by the way, it'll be cloudy with 50 degrees high, 36 low. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, by the way, sorry about that. Tomorrow, which is Thursday, by the way, it'll be sunny with 55 high, 34 low. Friday, I think it's mostly cloudy. Let me hover over it and see. Well, a few clouds, but close enough. ...61 high, 37 low. Then on Saturday, it'll be sunny with 63 high, 39 low. Sunday, it'll be also sunny with 63 high, 43 low. Monday, it'll also be sunny with 66 high, 46 low. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be cloudy again with 63 high, 45 low, so... Yeah, it looks like we're done with the rain and snow, guys. Isn't that nice? Now, I would go to Oregonian, but unfortunately the web browser had bookmarked on. I had to uninstall it because it was threatening me to use Google. And I had a real loud argument last night that I do not wish to speak of, what I'm trying to say is, if I wanted to use Google, I would use Google Chrome. And that's basically what I'm using now, is basically Google Chrome. Because literally Firefox was threatening me to use Google. And if that's what they want me to use, so be it. I will use everything Google. Okay, it wants me to use sign in with Google. Well, there's really no point because sign in with Google is nice, but yeah. And yes, I am on Google Chrome, by the way. This is what I'm using now. We'll just read the latest story. Now I can see which stories are paywalled now. I wasn't able to see this on Firefox, but I can see this on Chrome, though, so that's really nice, actually. That's really nice, actually. Maybe this was the better choice after all. But either way, yeah, so we won't be able to read about the Oregon Health Clinics right now, cash preparing for cutbacks after the cyber attack chokes revenue. But I don't really care about that. But we will be able to read about Devil Comet will be visible this month, and it won't return until 2094. Although it says the URL until 2095. At least I think we can read this. It didn't have a key on it, so that was a good sign. Yep, looks like we can read this. Alright, the Devil Comet has arrived. It was officially known as Comet 12P, Pons-Brooks, a much tamer, more boring name after all. The celestial rock is making its regular 71-year trip around the sun, passing by our planet just this month. And over the last week, sky watchers have been flooding on social media with photos of the comet, which shall remain visible for the end of March. But for now, binoculars or a telescope will be necessary to find the comet in the west-northwest sky. where we'll be moving across the Great Square Pegasus constellation to Aries, according to space.com. And by the end of the month, the comet should be visible to the naked eye. And as always, oh, thank God my door is closed. But as always, clear skies will be necessary, so make sure to keep an eye on that weather. Come April, Comet 12P Pons Brooks will fade into the glow of the sun, reaching its closest approach to our star on April 21st. However, those in the path of totality during the April 8th total solar eclipse may be able to glimpse the comet as the sun's light is temporarily blocked out, adding one awesome sight to another. Aiding astronomers, the comet is expected to be a little brighter than usual this time around, after all. In July of 2023, the comet underwent an outburst, blowing off gas and dust that brightened it by about 100 times, according to Astronomy.com. That outburst distorted the envelope of gas and dust around the comet, known as the coma. Yep, that's a thing. Into a kind of horn shape, hence the Devil Comet name. Yep. And while NASA has classified the comet as a near-Earth object, potentially adding a bit of devilishness to the thing, the space agency said there was no risk of a collision with our planet, though. Well, that's good. But for most of us, this will be the only chance to see this particular comet, which won't return again until August 2095. Yep. But those looking to catch an air comet won't need to wait long anyway. But this fall, Comet C-2023A3, Tashenyashan Atlas, will be making a close past Earth, and is expected to also put on their good show for stargazers, after all. And that, I believe, is that the story. There's some more related stories here. It was written by Jimmy Hale of the Oregonian, who also co-hosts the Peak Northwest podcast. So if you want to check that out, go check it out while you can. It just redirects, apparently, to the Apple Podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe to OregonLive.com while you're at it. Not like it really matters, but that's just how it is. So there you go. But either way, yeah. But anyway, we now got to put our commercial break in. What should we start things off with, guys? I don't know. Let's start with this one here. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but not like it really matters. I got 3 minutes in there now. Alright, we need to put our music in now. I hurry up and do it. We didn't go over, but we could have, though. We're going to put in Jennifer Lopez, Can't Get Enough. And I think for a change, well, I think we're going to do food talk at, not 8:20 a.m. I really would like to share some recipes, but I don't know how food.com's going to render right on Chrome. But you know what? Let's just do it anyway. I'll put Doja Cat in. Where are you at? Paint the town red. There you are. But yeah, coming up is Jennifer Lopez, Can't Get Enough. And after that is Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. Let's see how many times we've played that flippin' song. Hung up there, it's okay. 65. Wow, I can't believe it hasn't been played so much. God dang. But either way, it's gonna be 66 now. We will be right back with Food Talk. Don't go away. Yep. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat and Jennifer Lopez, Can't Get Enough, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Yeah! Oh. Anyway, it is now time for food talk, guys. Now, I thought we will share a recipe with you guys. Why I joined Czar Carrot Cake. This recipe was submitted by Letty. And you're probably wondering, why is it called Why I Joined Czar Carrot Cake? Well, it's just called Carrot Cake, but... but you'll be laughing at this a little bit. On October 2nd, 2001, I discovered the Recipe Czar website. I immediately joined so I could post a request for a recipe that I had lost. In less than an hour, I had a reply. This recipe. Unfortunately, I never posted into the database until now. My mistake. This cake was the reason I joined. The friendly response I received was the reason I stayed. Yep. Either way, yeah, so, yeah, ready in 1 hour and 5 minutes. It serves 12. There are 16 ingredients. Here are the ingredients for the cake. You'll need 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 1 3/4 cups of white sugar, 1 cup of vegetable oil, 3 eggs, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 2 cups of shredded carrots, because it's carrot cake, duh. 1 cup of flaked coconut. 1 cup of chopped walnuts. And 1 8-ounce can of crushed pineapple that's drained. Now on to the frosting. You'll need a 1 8-ounce package of cream cheese that's softened, a 1/4 cup of butter that's softened, and 2 cups of icing sugar. There you go. Now here's the directions. First, you'll want to preheat the oven at 350 degrees Fahrenheit. If you live somewhere else other than the United States and you use Celsius, not like it really matters, but that's just how it is, you want to use it at 175 degrees Celsius. I just wanted to say that because that's what she said too. But either way, yeah. But anyway, grease and flour in a 9x13-inch pan. It's one of those round pans, by the way, I believe. Then you want to mix the flour, baking soda, baking powder, salt, and cinnamon, and make a well in the center and add sugar, oil, eggs, and vanilla. Mix with the wooden spoon until smooth. Yep. Then you want to stir in the carrots, the coconut, the walnuts, and pineapple. Pour into the 9x13-inch pan and bake for about 45 minutes. And don't panic, the center will sink a little, but it's okay. It's okay, it'll be okay, don't worry. But anyway, now allow it to cool. When it cools, you'll want to ice the cake. You can certainly use your favorite cream. Okay, I think she is from Europe because, she's spelling these words as if she's from the UK. But yeah, use your favorite cream cheese frosting to ice this cake. But the one I've included is highly recommended. I usually leave the cake in the 13x9-inch pan and just ice the top after all. Now, to make the frosting, you cream the butter and cream cheese until smooth. And then you add the icing sugar and beat until creamy. I believe that's it for this recipe, guys. And one of these replies say, why would your instructions use an 9x13-inch pan and your photo a round cake? Oh. okay, yeah, it's 9 by 13, that's a square pan. The round pans, that's just an example. Okay, you have to click on view all to see the all the photos, but we're not gonna do that, though. But yeah, the 9 by 13 inch pan, is a square rectangular pan. I just realized that. That was a mistake on my part, guys. So sorry. But either way, yeah. But you can still make carrot cake out of that, too. It's really good. And yes, we read easy Easter desserts, by the way. I think we have time to read one more, I think. We'll try to read one more. Let's just read, old-fashioned banana pudding. See how long this will take to read. This might be worth some effort, but I'll try to read it even if I have to go over. Old-fashioned banana pudding. This just makes me a good old kid again. Cookies, bananas, and pudding all in one spot was always almost too good to be true. This is definitely a food group to itself. Really? Sure it is. It's submitted by Palatable Pastime. Put your name there. Ready in 58 minutes. It serves 8 to 10. And there's 10 ingredients, of course. Alright, here's the ingredients. You'll need a 1/3 cup of all-purpose flour. 1 dash of salt. 2.5 cups of milk, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, for whatever reason, 2 egg yolks, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 3 cups of sliced ripe bananas, 45 vanilla wafers, 4 egg whites, and 1/4 cup of sugar. Now on to the directions. First, you'll want to mix the flour and salt in a large saucepan. Then you'll want to add the milk and egg yolks to the pan slowly, stirring constantly over medium heat until the mixture thickens for about 7 to 8 minutes, and then remove from the heat. Stir in the vanilla, then layer enough banana slices to cover the bottom of a 2-quart casserole dish. Then, cover the bananas with 1/3 of the pudding mixture, and layer with 1/3 of the vanilla wafers. Repeat the layering, starting with the bananas, then using the pudding and vanilla wafers. Do the layering a 3rd time as usual, except do not cover the pudding with wafers, and just place the wafers around the edges of the casserole, tucked into the pudding. Simple as that. Beat the egg whites at high speed with a mixer until they foam. And then add the sugar gradually and keep beating until the stiff peaks form. Spread this over the top of the pudding, forming a seal to the edges. Then bake the pudding at 325 degrees Fahrenheit for 25 minutes or until the meringue becomes light golden. Allow it to cool for 30 minutes before serving, and then refrigerate unused portions. And there you go. That's old-fashioned banana pudding. But yeah. I believe that's going to do it for Food Talk, guys, unfortunately. Coming up in the next segment, we will be doing, TMZ Celebrity News. What else? Of course, no surprise there. I guess I'll just pause music in now. I think I know what I'm going to play at this point. I might have to play something shorter now at this point, because we're probably going over now. Let me play something different, guys. Not my fault. by Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion and Sophie Ellie-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor. I think that should work. Yeah, we'll just work with that, I guess. Anyway, coming up is Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault for Mean Girls, and Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellie-Bextor. And TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Sophie Ellie-Bextor, Murder on the Dance Floor, and Renee Rapp and Megan Thee Stallion, Not My Fault, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for TMZ Celebrity News, and we're going to kick things off with Drake Bell, Details, Molestation, the celebs wrote support letters for Brian Peck. Yep. Drake Bell is finally telling his story on how Brian Peck molested him as a teen, detailing the case at the time, which was a period during which celebs came forward to support his abuser. The new ID doc, Quiet on Set, had its media embargo lifted, and people who've seen an early screener, including us, well, not me specifically, but TMZ, are detailing what exactly Drake says here, and it's pretty hard to watch. Drake gives the blow-by-blow of what happened between him and his former dialogue coach, saying Brian drove a wedge between him, and his father back then, who was working as Drake's manager and who was apparently suspicious of Brian. In terms of how the abuse started, though, Drake has said Brian isolated him a lot while working on Nickelodeon shows, and he'd often end up at Brian's house after auditions, and had spent the night there many times. One morning after sleeping on his couch, Drake says he woke up to find Brian sexually assaulting him. From there, Drake says things even got worse, and the abuse became even more repetitive. And he says he felt trapped by a dark secret. Eventually, he broke down and confessed to his mom. Once his mother became aware, they eventually got the cops involved. And Drake says that he told them everything. He also claims he got Brian to confess to the police on a recorded phone call as well. And eventually, Brian was arrested on multiple accounts. But he pled no contest to just two, performing a lewd act with a 14 or 15-year-old, an oral copulation with a minor under 16. One of the more startling revelations in the doc is that as Brian was set to be sentenced, he had a crap ton of famous people and friends show up on his behalf in court, and not just that. But several stars had written character letters on his behalf, including just some big names. James Marsden wrote one, as did Taron Killam. Not to mention Boy Meets World stars Ryder Strong and Will Friedle, who've already expressed regret over this in recent weeks. Growing Pains star Joanna Kearns also wrote a letter for Brian, but came forward in the doc to say she only did so based on misinformation. The late Alan Thicke also wrote a letter in support, and even so did Sweet Life of Zack and Cody directors Rich and Beth Correll. Peck briefly went on to work on the Sweet Life after he served his 16-month prison sentence post-conviction. We've reached out to Marsden and Killam, but so far, no word back. And don't forget that Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, premieres across two nights on ID from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time Pacific Time on March 17th and March 18th on ID. Yep. Alright, now on to the next story. Cali yacht owner threatens to kill dock worker, drops pants for rude salute. Boat beef. A California yacht owner's vicious beef with a dock worker has reached death threat levels, and their exchange was caught on camera. It also included a nude and very rude gesture. You gotta check out this clip, boys. It all unfolds when San Diego entrepreneur AJ Fakor swings by the swanky Marriott Macquarie Marina in his rare $4.5 million Technomar for Lamborghini's 63 yacht to pick up one of his employees. But things just boil over when dock worker Joseph Halt tells him he can't be there after all. Fakor, the CEO of medical advertising firm Doctor Multimedia, flips out on Halt big time and starts spewing threats like, "I will kill you, you know, I will kill you, I will kill." It just doesn't stop there. As Fakor is pulling out of the harbor, he drops trowel to make a full frontal salute in Holt's direction. "Stay classy, San Diego." Holt's only retaliation was flipping the bird, and he later told CBS 8 that was all he could do to keep his cool and avoid escalating the situation. Holt says parts of the altercation were not captured on camera. He later adds, Fakor not only threatened to kill him, but he also claimed to have connection to who could totally mess up his life. And Holt also says Fakor pulled out $100 bills and tossed them at him, and even chucking some in the water. Wow. And by the way, Fakor has done some backpedaling since the ugly exchange. He now says, "The interaction that occurred yesterday was regrettable. What started as a minor misunderstanding escalated into an argument, and I apologize for my actions and to those who witnessed the unfortunate exchange. Sorry." FWIW, one of Fakor's employees claims the whole thing began because other dock workers blocked him from boarding the yacht. Oh, and if that fancy Lambo yacht does look familiar, it is the same one that Chuck Liddell recently tumbled off just last month, by the way. And now it's famous and infamous. Now it's famous and infamous. Alright, let's go ahead and read one more story. I don't really care if we go over, but what the heck. Olivia Rodrigo hands out Plan B to fans at concert and sparks mixed reactions. Olivia Rodrigo has doubled down on her mission to provide fans with access to contraception by handing out free boxes of Plan B and condoms at her concerts, which has been sparking a major reaction online, after all. The pop singer first announced her plan in February when she revealed the Fun for Good initiative, a plan to provide her female fans with access to reproductive health care during her Guts World Tour. It is clear that Olivia is a woman of her word. As one fan took a pic of the emergency contraceptive she received at the former Disney Stars St. Louis tour stop. The concert attendee didn't just receive Plan B, however. They also got information on how to fund abortion care in the U.S. and a phone number to help those seeking to terminate a pregnancy. Now remember, Missouri banned almost all abortions after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. So this was indeed a bold move by Olivia. And while her initiative, which includes the singer donating a portion of her ticket sales to the National Network of Abortion Funds, has been applauded by activist groups, some online have slammed her for her pro-choice stance. But still, the positive comments are outweighing the negative ones, with most people praising Olivia for putting her money where her mouth is. Yep, I believe that's it for this story. So there you go. Anyway, we'll just go ahead and close out that. But yeah, that's it. And we barely went over, but yeah. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and park commercial one really quick. I already know I'm going to play, so there you go. 3 minutes there, I already know. We are going to play Kid Roy, Jungkook and Central C Too Much, and then Steve Lacy's Bad Habit. I have a habit playing this, and you're probably wondering, why am I playing these? Well, you probably are wondering it too. Well, that's because we are going to be doing Pokemon Go at 9 a.m. No surprise there, guys. But yeah, coming up at 9 a.m. is Pokemon Go, guys. Stay tuned. At 9 a.m. we'll be playing some Pokemon Go. We will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Bad Habit by Steve Lacy and Too Much by the Kid Roy, Jungkook, and Central C right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, looks like I may have to swap out my other headset, but I might do that after this show's over with, because it turns out that this headset I'm using, this right earbud is starting to faint out, die out, so yeah, that is not looking too promising. I don't like how these cheap earbuds are looking so good, so yeah, it looks like I may have to swap out for the other one I use with the, USB soundboard, but oh well. It is what it is, guys. But anyway, yeah. But thankfully, the microphone is working, so we at least can play our Pokemon Go for now. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay. See if we can feed Ursaluna. Well, first, I want to see if I got any coins today. No, I did not. It looks like Birch Park got knocked out, so let me heal him up. I'll just do a revive on him and a max potion. We're not gonna play his cry because he didn't get any coins today. Alright, someone's gonna have to get knocked out today, guys. So sorry. Let's go our first catch of the day at least. Sorry it's so loud, that's just how it's gotta be. Let's just do a straight throw, guys. Double check his appraisal again. Nothing special about that. This grass type thing here. Not really worth for grass types. I'm gonna visit more Pokestops today. Let's worry about the items after I... yeah. Yeah, nothing really too exciting to see here. I think that was all. Oh, nope, there's two more on here. Fairies. I guess I'll just get extra candy out of them, depending on how strong they are. Sorry about that. Spurt, I don't think you were able to hear it. Bramble ran away. I don't know if I didn't see him there. Okay, is that everything? Well, that's funny. Birch Park is red, but yet, how is... okay, I bet that's Lou's Pokemon there. I can't feed it. How strong is it right now as far as its motivation is concerned? It's not even gonna tell me! I'm pretty sure she put Hydreigon in there. Either way, yeah. But there's no more Pokemon on the board here, guys, so we're just gonna have to man up and get out of here, guys. Is there anything else we can do, though? I think that's it. I think someone's gonna come in here. Nope. Yeah, nothing too exciting to see here, guys. Sorry. So I don't see Pokemon here we can get. How much time on my eggs? Yep, nothing. If I can incubate this one, I'll just put in an incubator. Other than that, that's about it, so... yeah, let's get out of there now. Yeah, nothing really too exciting to see there. I would have caught in the Grand Bowl, but it's gone now. And what's funny is that, Birch Park had been defeated... but it's red still, which is kind of funny, so I don't quite understand that. So, that's rather interesting. So, in a blink of an eye, someone changed it before I could even do it. So, yeah, I'll definitely put a Pokemon there again before I can even do it. But either way, yeah. But first, we're going to put our commercial in. I got to do this morning show right quick. Then I'll probably go to the pool. I'll probably go to Birch Park first and do whatever, yeah. But first, I'll put my commercial in ahead of time. Yeah, I might as well put the music down. We kind of finished a little bit earlier than suspected, which was kind of bizarre, really. Usually, you sometimes even go over, but this time we didn't because there was... nothing really much we could do. There's really nothing much we could do, really. Which was kind of sad. It really was. It was kind of disappointing. Let's play something different, guys. Jack Harlow, 11 on me. And, actually, no. Yeah, this right earbud doesn't work, guys. I'm just gonna turn the headset down all the way. I'm probably gonna have to, replace these with the other pair I have. I do have a backup pair I can use, but I'm kind of disappointed about this. I'm gonna play Jungkook, Standing Next to You, and after that, I am going to play, I'm trying to think here, yeah, dog can't cut me off because the door is closed. probably a 4-minute song here. Probably not Calm Down. We always save that for last, don't we, guys? Yep. We already played Bad Habit because its highlight is red. Probably gonna run low on time again. Yep. And we'll just play Olivia Rodrigo again back. How about that? I'll just probably have to go over a little bit, of course. No surprise there. I'll probably just talk over a little bit to tell you what's coming up next, which, of course, will be Pokemon Sleep. And basically, we're going to be sharing about my sleep habits or whatever on the air, which is kind of dumb, really, but it is what it is, guys. So, yeah, but, yeah, coming up is Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m. So, either way, yeah, stay tuned. Coming up is Pokemon Sleep. So, there you go, and we will be right back right after this with Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Jungkook standing next to you and Olivia Rodrigo getting back. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Getting Back by Olivia Rodrigo and Standing Next to You by Jungkook right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for Pokemon Sleep. It should still be connected, I think. Yep. Yes. Okay, it's connecting. Yes. Okay. 34 minutes more. No untracked time, that's very interesting. Snoozing type. Okay. Interesting. Let's see our drowsy power is a little bit over 1.6 mil. Did go up, so that's good. Alright, let's see what we have here. We got free Pokemon. Got Fairy type Togepi. Rocket Sleep. Seated Sleep. By Jigglypuff. Already had that. And one more. Tail Hiding Sleep. When will we get to see the electric type Pokemon? Haven't seen any yet. Do I have to have like an incense out or something? I don't know. Maybe. But someone is hungry though. So let's go ahead and feed this guy. We'll just feed him the bonus biscuit. In progress. There we go. I was the only one that was hungry, so I guess we'll just get out of here. Okay. Okay, that was the only photo, I think. We'll just change it to Togepi photo. I know it wasn't worth a lot of candy, but still. Helper, Togepi, by the way. 100 sleep score, that's good. Okay. And it's the Apple X5. Reward stamp card. When am I ever going to get my electric type Pokemon? I know I have Pikachu, but I really like the Denny and those other ones. Just saying. I also want to be prepared for the riot coup event too, by the way. FY. Come on, there you go. And breakfast. Snorlax, that is. I can put in, by the way. Okay. 1572. It's a dish strength, by the way. That's probably gonna put him over. Yep. Basic four. All right, let's gonna continue eating. He's done eating. I think we'll just get out of here, guys. How about that? The closest I'll get to him after eating all this is probably basic 5, but after that, that's pretty much it. I'll probably give him the great one, but it probably won't happen on the air, though. If I don't feed him lunch or dinner, maybe not. We'll see what happens. But I didn't feed him lunch or dinner yesterday, so that's kind of a problem. So, there you go. But we're just letting him eat his berries and see what happens. I would really like to befriend some electric-type Pokemon. I know I have Pikachu, but still, I'd like to befriend some others like the Dedede and, there's also, like, that legendary Raikou coming to Pokemon Sleep, supposedly, which will be really nice. I know, I don't know if I said this before on the air, I don't think I have, but I never got Raikou yet in, Pokemon Go, which is kind of annoying. I did get Mega Sceptile, though. That's nice. But Raikou? Nope. But anyway, let's get out of that now. But now, we gotta take our commercial now. And coming up in the last segment, coming up in the last segment, I haven't really thought of it yet. I think we're just gonna, just read news and weather, I guess. I don't know. But I'm trying to think, though. Maybe we'll do... I think it's today, Wednesday. So we'll save that for Friday. Maybe we'll do what's on TV tonight. But I haven't done that in so long, guys. What's on TV? Like, what's on the streaming services or whatever? I haven't done that in so long, guys. It's crazy. So maybe we'll do that for a change, guys. How about that? So, yeah, that'll be kind of interesting. I'll just have to pull up a website that has it. 80. Sorry, I have to talk over this, but there's a little talk back in the background. 20. So I guess we'll just work with that commercial. And for music, I believe we're gonna play, trying to think. We're gonna play, Dua Lipa, Houdini. And, what else can I play? Escapism by Ray. Yeah, we'll work with that. Anyway, coming up is, Ray and 007 Shake Escapism. And, there's a song, I can't figure the name right now, but anyway, coming up is, What's on TV Tonight. We'll be right back, don't go away.
So that was Escapism by Ray and 070 Shake and Houdini by Dua Lipa,
right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we've made it to the final segment, but it is time for something exciting, guys, sort of. What's on TV tonight? I haven't done this in so long, guys, so this will be something different for you to change. We're gonna read, 5 different shows, that will be kind of interesting to watch in March of 2024. We'll start with Spaceman, March 1st, which is already out. It's on Netflix. The Sandman has become the Spaceman. Adam Sandler's latest foray into dramatic acting sees him into playing the astronaut who may be losing his damn mind. 6 months into a lone mission in space on the brink of insanity, he gets the psychological and emotional support that he'll need from a giant talking space spider, which is voiced by Paul Dano. So, yeah, things are going just fine for him now. And by the way, Spaceman is based on the 2017 novel Spaceman of Bohemia by Czech author Jaroslav Kalov. Alright, we'll move on to Girls Five Eva. Which is premiering tomorrow, by the way, on Netflix. It was actually originally on Peacock, which was about a 90s girl group that tries to make a comeback in current times. It was originally on Peacock, but now it's going to be on Netflix, and it's going to air the first 2 seasons, as well as the all-new 6-episode third season. It's produced by 30 Rock's Tina Fey and Robert Carlock, and created by Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt's Meredith Scarlino. It does star Sarah Bareilles, yes, the girl who died the love song, by the way, what we all know and love, Renee L. Scoldsberry, Busy Phillips, and Paula Pell, and it's all about trying to make it big even when your knees creak and the industry only wants to make stars out of teenagers. It also features one of TV's best theme songs ever. What is it? I don't know. You'll just have to watch it and find out. But anyway, on to the next one, which is Manhunt, which is premiering in 2 days on March 15th on Apple TV+. Manhunt, playing Abraham Lincoln and nailing his surprisingly reedy voice, is a rite of passage for actors of a certain stature. And in Manhunt, it's Hamish Linklater's turn to put on Lincoln's top hat, that is, for the Apple TV Plus limited series, which is less focused on Lincoln's life than it is on his death. The historical drama is now digging into the aftermath of Lincoln's assassination, following his Secretary of War, Edwin Stanton, played by Tobias Menzies, as he leads the hunt for the president's killer, John Wilkes Booth, played by Anthony Boyle. Now on to the next one, which is Palm Royal, which premieres on March 20th, also on Apple TV+. Now, before we even get to what Palm Royal is even about, let's just take a look at the cast list, which is going to feature Kristen Wiig, Lauren Dern, Ricky Martin, Josh Lucas, Leslie Bibb, Amber Charday Robinson, Allison Janney, Calla Gerber, Julia Duffy, Minnie Kahn, Bruce Dern, and Carol Burnett. This is a lineup that Fabulous could sell a lesser show than this, but it helps that the premise lives up to the sparkly promise of the ensemble. The series follows a social climber named Maxine Simmons, who is played by Wig, by the way, as she tries everything to break into Palm Beach High Society in 1969, a time of massive upheaval in American culture. And again, it's got both Ricky Martin and Carol Burnett. Really, it does. Alright, now we're going to move on to the last one, which we're going to read today. Free Body Problem, March 21st, on Netflix. Do you really believe in second chances? Really? Because I do. Which is why I'm looking forward to the first show from David Benioff and D.B. West since they massacred the final seasons of Game of Thrones. And this time, the book they're adapting is complete, and it's a doozy. Sizing Lu's science fiction novel, The Free Body Problem, a sprawling multiple timeline story about growing threat from a cold, cold place that divides the world into good and evil. Okay, that sounds a bit like Game of Thrones. But please swap out the Light Walkers for aliens, please. And here's everything we know about the series. And it's just basically, this is from TV Guide, by the way, but we're not going to go there, by the way, because, yeah, I just wanted to read a description. But either way, yeah. But Free Body Problem premieres on March 21st on Netflix. And Palm Rail premieres on March 20th. Manhunt premieres on March 15th. Girls 5 Eva premieres on March 14th on Netflix. Manhunt is on Apple TV Plus, Palm Row on Apple TV Plus as well, and Spaceman is now available on Netflix since March 1st. But yeah, that's it. That is it for what's on TV on streaming services, supposedly. But yeah, that went by pretty good. There was other ones I could read, like on Hulu and HBO, but I chose not to read those because we don't subscribe to those services. I know that there's other people that do, but that's just how it's gotta be, guys. So you're just gonna have to suck it up and deal with it. And also saves up on time, too, as well. So that's just how it's gotta be, guys. But anyway, that will do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. It's been great having you with us. And by the way, guys, if you're not aware of, today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. I don't know if I said that at the beginning of the show. But it is Wednesday, by the way. So, yep, trivia! Two old staff room today, guys. So, if you are coming there today, I hope you'll join me for that, guys. Even though it don't really matter. But if you will join me for it, I hope you will. It's two old staff room on Court Street here in Dallas. So, hopefully you'll join me for that. I might record it as well and post online, even though it don't really matter that much. But that's just how it is. But, yeah. So there you go. But either way, yeah, I'm putting the commercial in right now, by the way, guys. And I'm going to put the music in as well. We're going to close out the show with, of course, Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? And you guessed it, Raymond Selena Gomez, Calm Down. But of course, you already knew that. But yeah, but that is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys, sadly. And hopefully I'll be here on tomorrow on Thursday, guys. You know, it surprises me how Birch Park changed color. You know, it said that Birch Park, that the Pokemon I had in Birch Park returned, and yet when I look at it, it's already red. So somehow, someone changed it red before I could even get in there. So it might have been Aunt Lou. I don't know. But there is room in there. I already know there is. So I better hurry up and put one in there before I can. But yeah, But we'll do that right now. Besides, I gotta swap out this headset anyway because this headset is crap. I might even have to go off the air for a little bit. But I might just wait for this to be done, though, because, again, this is just how it's gotta be. But either way, yeah, that is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I might have to swap off the air later for a little bit because this headset's really not working well. But either way, yeah. But until next time, I'll see you on Thursday, and hopefully I'll have a better headset that'll be cooperating. Maybe it'll be in stereo. Who knows? But until next time, goodbye, everyone.